He who has never learned to obey cannot be a good leader. Aristotle. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening in to today's episode. So Marcus Aurelius, within his journal, he often reflects on the things that he's encountering throughout his life in a very scientific way. And this is based on the Stoic curriculum that hinges on the study of three subject matters, those being physics, logic, and ethics. The first one being physics deals with how the world works, that being with facts. What are your specific set of circumstances? What is your reality you live in? The reality of the world, the reality of the laws of your land, the reality of being human, the reality of all of these things, life and death, and so on and so forth. Logic is the study and practice of sound reasoning, because the facts need to be interpreted properly, and they don't always speak for themselves. So you need to interpret the world in a very factual way, not in a matter of just opinions. You can have opinions about the way the world works, but the way the world works is going to work regardless of how you think about it or what you feel about it. And ethics is, of course, why we are doing all of this. This being the attempt to live a life worth living. So understanding, essentially, your reality, using sound logic as life, as you encounter life, and then within that encountering, you have to understand your actions that create a good life worth living. And so with this scientific way that Marcus Aurelius often thinks about his life, when we're faced with things that we crave, things that we desire, he often boils them down in that way. And that was the previous episode that we were looking at, or, you know, which was objectifying the things that you desire. But I wanted to turn it away from things that you desire as a way of, you know, positively liking those things, but also desiring things that you dislike, or should I say aversions, desiring those things that you don't want to happen to you. And so we also encounter these in everyday life, where we end up making choices to prevent the things that we don't want. Therefore, we're desiring an outcome that we know the reality is it's going to happen if at all possible. A great example to put this in is in modern day, we are often hit on social media with this biohacking lifestyle, which is doing everything that you possibly can to avoid aging, or to avoid, you know, your face wrinkling and your body deteriorating and all of that. Now, there's obviously a positive way to do all of these things, but when we're looking at them through the lenses of an ethical point of view, it is applying the virtues in that way. So if you are trying to avoid something, you kind of have to ask yourselves, is what I'm contemplating wise, courageous, just, and temperate? Am I actually doing something out of virtue, or am I not doing something out of virtue? So if you're trying to avoid aging, so you end up spending lots and lots of money on things that are essentially delaying an inevitable, I mean, is it really worth spending your time stressing, worrying, potentially not really going towards living an actual good life, which is being in the present moment and enjoying the process of life? Now, of course, there is something to be said about prevention and if there are things that are out there that can make you feel confident, things like that, all of those are fine. Where the concern is and where you would apply stoicism is understanding, are you doing too much? Is your mind cultivating a mindset that is one that you end up becoming insecure about your own self? Are you judging other people because of this mindset that you're cultivating? Is your mind going only towards prevention as opposed to accepting that you are an aging person? This is your reality. This is the physics part. Does it make reasonable sense for you to spend so much money or spend all this time on a life that, is going to lead down a non-virtuous life when you're trying to live a good, meaningful, happy life that is found within and not through externalities? These are the kinds of things that Marcus Aurelius also points to. These aversions, these things that we try to avoid, which are naturally happening to us. And I encourage all of you, my fellow Stoics, to understand that while there are good things that good things that we desire, of course, and while we should also question those things that we do desire to make sure that they don't become obsessions, there are also aversions. Think about the things that you avoid on a day-to-day basis, but how far do you go to avoid them? If it has to do with avoiding conflict, for example, if you're also in a relationship or you're at work and you're afraid of telling something to your boss because you don't want to be, the finger pointed at you or whatever the case may be. Whatever the aversion is, if you avoid conflict as an example, that also isn't good for you as well. Because we're also, looking at things scientifically, as Marcus Aurelius would do. He also expands his worldview as well, that we are all cause and effect. We all play into this web of cause and effect. And so we all play a role in how we impact one another, even in the most subtle ways. And within those subtle ways, we have to understand that we should be the best version of ourselves as possible. So any cause and effect that we're a part of, we at least know that we did our best. Now, when it comes to relationships and work, we should always understand that avoiding conflict isn't always going to be the best for your business. It's not going to be the best for your coworkers, and it also is not going to be the best for people that interact with that business or with relationships. You expand a little bit further out, your partner has their own world that they live in as well. It is not best to avoid difficult conversations. Difficult conversations need to be said because it'd be fair to them to know where your thoughts lie too. And it's also fair to yourself that you are expressing yourself. So you desire an aversion is what Marcus Aurelius would say. So this sort of way of thinking is also something that we need to address as Stoics and understand that while there are desires that we need to keep in check, there are also aversions that we also need to keep in check. So, my fellow Stoics, I encourage all of you to question those things that you avoid. What are those things on a day-to-day basis that you avoid or prevent yourself from doing? It could even be as simple as waking up when your alarm actually goes off. We avoid waking up because we want to stay in bed. Why do we do that? Address it from a scientific perspective. Why do we avoid conflict? Why are you avoiding going to the gym? Why are you avoiding or trying your best to avoid aging? Why are you avoiding specific things in life? View them from a scientific perspective and understand that if you are not applying both the subject matters of physics, logic, and ethics, as well as the virtues to help you practice those things, you are not effectively living a life worth living. So, my fellow Stoics, I encourage you all to review your impressions, whether they be negative or positive, so you can actually live a good life worth living.